tall hands to prayer. Namaskar mudra. Lightly lift your crown, and on the other end of your body, let both hips ground heavily, letting your hips be heavy. Close your eyes and look inward. Greet yourself. Welcome yourself, your body, your spirit. Welcome this moment, this space, Mother Nature. Taking time today to connect and to subtly balance the internal energies, the inner flow of subtle prana. This is a really good class for grounding your energy if you're feeling pretty ungrounded, a lot of travel. On the other end of the spectrum, it's really good for bringing in some vitality if you felt lethargic, helping bring things into that middle, centered space, balance. We'll begin the practice by chanting one Om. Exhale. Deep breath in. The light in me, spirit in me, sees that in you. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. You might like to give a little bow to yourself, maybe to Mother Earth, Father Sky.
A moment of gratitude, offering.
A moment of humility. Beautiful seed to start the practice. And then coming to a comfortable seat. My name's Greg. I'll guide you through the practice. Just for my awareness, is anyone brand new doing pranayama? Yeah? Okay. Awesome, guys. Cool. It might not seem like too much is happening. We'll be sitting, doing some breathing, but our breath is so intimately connected with the energetic layer of our being, which is so connected to the emotional layer, the mind, the way that our thought waves go, our consciousness, how we feel, so intimately connected to that. And so it's actually quite powerful, even though we're going to be doing some nice relaxed sitting and breathing. So, an underlying or a good attitude to start with in any advanced practice, or deeper or subtler practice, or any yoga practice at all, is to start off being gentle with yourself. So the first stance internally is, I'm going to approach what I'm doing gently, with awareness, from a composed, peaceful state of mind and heart. So whatever you're doing, you're in a position where you can feel what's happening, not pushing yourself too hard, and then you're also calm. So if you notice maybe emotions coming up, or if you notice energy moving or rising, you're present with that. You can see what's happening, you can be kind, compassionate with that experience, and then have the humility to take a break if you need to. A good rule of thumb is if you feel aggressive, if you're doing anything and you feel aggression come up, that's triggering some anger or something. So you want to back away from aggression. And also, if you feel like overwhelmed emotionally or overwhelmed with sensational stimulation, it might be too much for the bandwidth of your nervous system today. And through these practices, that bandwidth increases over time. Right? It's like we're fattening the communication wires, multi-layered, multi-dimensional communication wires. And with practice, you can actually stay incredibly composed and balanced with increasing complexity, increasing energy. And then I'll offer out just the last one is that through the practice of yoga, pranayama, and meditation, we end up becoming quite steady in ourselves, steady in our own being, but also steady emotionally, energetically. And in a world that is ever-changing with all sorts of stimuli, and maybe you have people in your life going through things, we can actually be like a support for those around us in life, because the waves of life don't knock us off so much. And that's so practical for just living living life. So I'll offer that out to you. I'll sprinkle a little more in as we go. Please start by laying on your back. Lay it back. Remove anything out from under your head. Remove anything from under your back, unless you need it. If your back is sore, you can bend your knees and have your knees just resting on a bolster. Take a moment, take an extra big breath in. Let go of a nice ha. Make the decision to be here with your experience now. Bring the palms of your hands onto your belly. Elbows wider on the floor. Palms are just resting on your soft belly. A little lower than the ribs, higher than your hip bones. The soft belly. I'm going to go around and close the side windows, and it might make a creaky sound, so make it a little quieter in here. Bring your awareness down to where your hands are making contact with your belly. And start to feel what's happening underneath your hands. Relaxing your abdominal organs and muscles. Becoming aware of inner subtle feelings in your belly. Try to focus on your belly. Can you accept what you feel? Total acceptance of your belly, exactly the way it is. Feeling the gentle breath rising and falling. This technique is called relaxed belly breath or relaxed abdominal breathing. And it helps us to become sensitized to what's happening in the abdomen. And for some, it helps to identify chronic tension, unconsciously held tension in the belly, and to over time let that tension naturally release. It's about 2 more minutes here. See if you can just stay focused on your belly with eyes closed. Committed to being with your belly. For some, it's actually quite a large percent of people, we develop chronic tension, which can lead to us sucking in our bellies all the time. Maybe it's for a superficial reason, or maybe it's posture, or we were taught, like ballet dancer or something, to always suck in the belly. Whatever the reason, this tension holds. We get disconnected from the belly, and we cut off our breath. For the last minute, I want you to really feel, get really intimate, sensitive. On the last little breath, feel like you're releasing some tiny little imaginary thread of tension, just letting the belly totally soften. If there's one thing from this entire practice that you remember, it is this. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, can completely transform how you breathe and therefore transform stress in your life. Taking an extra deep breath in now. So now really fill your belly. You let go of a big ha if you like. Bring one hand on your chest. Keep one hand on your belly. Exhale all the way. Just try to follow your best here. Exhale all the way. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Let your belly be totally soft like jelly. Start inhaling. Breathe down into your belly first. So the belly balloon expands. Breathe into your middle lungs. Keep the belly soft. Breathe into your upper lungs, but keep the belly soft. Exhale, let it all go. All the way. Do that 1 or 2 more times. First breathing into the belly, so the lower lungs, then the middle lungs. The belly is still relaxed as you breathe into the upper lungs. Don't suck in the belly and let it go. Nice. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms over your ears. Big breath, inhale, stretch. Fingers, stretch your toes, stretch, 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 stretch. Relax, exhale. Come up to a seated position, the best way for you. No rush. You might take 30 seconds or so to build that super comfy chair of yours. Those two were a prerequisite, a preparation for the pranayams that follow. If you found it really challenging to just relax your belly, then you'll probably find it challenging to do the next ones, and that's totally okay. We always meet ourselves where we are in yoga, not competing with some ideal future thing. So if the belly can be nice and soft, we move into the Kapalabhati. Kapalabhati is a forceful, sharp exhale as your navel pumps in strongly. Don't think about the inhale at all. You just exhale and then you let the belly soften. And then exhale again, let the belly soften. A little bit of breath will naturally come in without you even thinking about it. You start out of the mouth, and then if your nose is very clear, sinuses, you can go out of the nose. So it'll look like so for those of you. And my rib cage is staying nice and still, so I'm not really doing anything with the shoulders. It's all soft belly. And so if you're pregnant, don't do this. Migraine headache or sinus issues, take it really gentle. We'll start off with a short round, and we'll do a few. Remember to take breaks if you need. Sitting tall, loosen up your shoulders, lift your spine, relax your face. Hands wherever is comfortable, either out of the relaxed open mouth or the nose. Halfway, inhale, bring your awareness to your belly, Kapalabhati. And pump, and pump, and pump, and pump. And pump, and exhale, 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 exhale. More experienced, you can do double time. Exhale, 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 exhale. Sharp pump out. Don't think about the inhale. You're stimulating all the inner organs. Your eyes, 4, 3, 2, exhale completely, empty your lungs all the way, sit tall, at the end of your exhale, exhale more, ground your hips, inhale through your nose, long breath in, hold your breath, lightly pull up on your pelvic floor, bathroom muscles, just 5%, not too hard, a little pulling up. The bathroom muscles. Release your bathroom muscles. Exhale calmly. Observe the space left over. Relax your belly completely. Notice any subtle energy you feel. Round 2. Sitting tall. Exhale all the way, peaceful face, halfway, inhale, soft belly first, this time at your own pace. So 40 seconds here. If you're really confused, raise your hand, I can come around and help. Three, two, exhale all the way. Empty, empty, empty. Purifying the body, purifying the bottom lungs, purifying the frontal lobe of the brain. Deep inhale, focus inward. Hold your breath. If you know all three bandhas, if you've been properly taught by a skilled teacher, apply them. Otherwise, just squeeze your pelvic floor for about 3 seconds. Two. Bandhas you can hold longer. Everyone else, exhale calmly. If you're doing bandhas, make sure you can feel all three at the same time. Lift your spine. Release when you're ready. Calm. Awareness inside. And you can always let the landing pad for your awareness be either in your heart or landing pad in the third eye. Beautiful. Moving in to the breath of fire, Bhastrika. Breath of fire, as name indicates, creates inner heat. Purifying heat in yoga is called tapas. Also, the word discipline is called tapas. So it's like the fire created by that inner friction, which helps to purify. Release stuck emotions, expand your whole magnetic field. We do so by breathing in and out through the nose, and this time the inhale and the exhale match each other. Inhale equal to the exhale, like so. I'm not thinking about the belly, I'm using the middle of the lungs and watching that inhale, exhale. You can go gently. If you feel very composed and calm, you can go stronger. You can check your face, right, as the response, inner calm, okay? This wakes you up. So, nice yoga espresso coming at you. Sit tall, shoulders back, relax your face. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine headache or sinus issues, very gentle. Connect your pointy finger and thumbs of your hand. Lift your spine. Awareness to the third eye. Halfway inhale. Soft belly. Begin. Beginners, start off really gentle. I want you to really feel the effect. It's like you're evenly stoking an inner flame. Imagine that you're purifying inner lines of light down the left and right of your spine and through the center of your spine, beyond your tailbone, deep into the earth, beyond your crown to the cosmos. Seconds, sit even taller. Last three, two, exhale all the way. Stay where you are. Observe the little space on zero breath exhale. Calmly inhale all the way. Hold your breath. All three bandhas, if you know them, squeeze up on your pelvic floor bathroom muscles just a little bit. Bandhas are subtle. They're not forceful. And then pull the back of your neck up. Heart up. Release. Exhale. Bandhas when you're ready. Land at your third eye or heart and relax inner edges. We allow ourselves to become permeable, permeable membranes, sounds and light and sensations flow freely through us, through you. Round two, you can stay where you are or sit on your, come sitting on your knees, curl your toes under and sit back on your heels. This will stretch nerve endings, meridians in your feet. This one can be a lot on the toes, so choose wisely, and you could also point your toes. Option here, or if you'd also like, interlace your fingers, turn your palms upwards and stretching the wrists one end, stretching the hips, feet the other end. Close your eyes, calm mind. Look inward, awareness to the third eye. Get ready. Halfway inhale, breath of fire, begin. You're sitting on your heels here, or you can point your toes backwards. Beautiful. Can you hear the inhale and the exhale are equal? A lot of the time we focus on the exhale, we forget the inhale. Slightly tuck your tailbone. Lift your heart. Now, if it feels okay in the last 15 seconds, go stronger, louder. You can smile while you do this, inside. Breath of life, fresh prana. For three, two, stay where you are, everyone. Exhale wherever you are. Meet it. Long breath in. Hold breath, heavy hips, stretch palms, third eye, pelvic floor, release, exhale. Untuck your toes if you're sitting there. Just resting your hands on thighs, sitting tall. Breathe in and out. Let the residual echo of the kriya, just let it flow. Traditional hatha yoga, we always balance a ha, an active, with a ta, a passive. Learning to balance those two elements. You can stay here and meditate, or calmly lay on your back for a few minutes, letting everything rest. Come right onto your back and just let it go. Naturally and calmly. Allow the energy to settle on its own. Soften your hands, your heart, your brain, your spine, your breath. As your physical body is taken care of and supported, soften your energy body, inside and out. Feel the subtle vibrations inside and around you. Two minutes. Relax. nice long breath in. Silently or ha, exhale. Relax your belly. If you like, you can stay in Shavasana. Take rest. If you're on the ground, wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a deep breath. Stretch and come up to a seated position. Everyone come to cross-legged position. Both hips grounded. Bring your left hand behind you. Reach your right arm to the sky. Inhale. And then twist to your left. Right hand is gently on your left knee. Don't force it. Turn your head to the left. Turn your chest to the left. Close your eyes. With eyes closed, eyes turn to the left. Take five beautiful deep breaths here. Both of your sitting bones are grounded. Jaw soft. Feel the whole length of your spine. Relax a little deeper. Twist and twist. Center yourself. You could switch your legs if you wanted that perfect symmetry. Right hand behind you. Left arm up, inhale, lift, and then twist to your right, left hand on your right knee. Lifting your spine, align your crown, neck, hips. Long, deep breath through your nose. Very peaceful physical effort. Very soft on the physical. Breathe deeply. Both hips grounded. Chin turns. Eyes turn inside the closed eyes. Close your eyes. Got it. Twist. And twist. Do a little counter twist. Face the front. Get very comfortable. You can stack up if you need to. Pranayama hand mudra. I'll offer the right, but if you're left-handed, you can do left, that's fine. Right fist in front of your nose. I switch my left and rights in my head so you don't have to think about it. Right hand lifts, release your ring and pinky finger, release your thumb. Other hand, soft, or some of you might like to make a fist with the other hand and wedge it in the armpit so that you prop your own arm up. You want it to be comfortable. Straight spine, lightly inward gaze behind your forehead. Third eye. Exhale completely. Close your right nostril. Inhale through the left. Try to breathe in with no sound, no straining. If your nose is plugged, there'll be a little sound, of course. Close left nostril with the ring finger. Exhale out of the right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right. Exhale left. 4, 3. Close your eyes. 2, 1. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close the left. Exhale the right. 4, 3. Lift your crown. 1. Inhale right side. 1. If you know Nadi Shodhana, you can block out my voice and do retentions. Your own count. Close the right. Exhale left. 4, 3. Beginners, stay with me. 1. Inhale left side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close the left. Exhale the right. 4. Relax your shoulders. 2, 1. Inhale right side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right, exhale left, 4, 3. Start counting in your own mind, 2, 1. And continue on your own inner count. 4 in, 4 out the other side, 4 back in, and 4 back out the first side. Continue for about 4 minutes. Anulom Valom. This helps to increase lung capacity, to deeply release stress in the nervous system. Helps to build concentration, equanimity. And it balances the subtle left and right energy channels, Ida and Pingala. If you're not sure, just let me know. We can go around and help. Visualize you're releasing anything that's unneeded. Very kind towards your experience. Notice what thoughts arise. Notice what emotions and sensations arise. And keep returning to that subtle flow of breath. relaxing into a stillness, an inner awareness. Last minute. Very calmly go through a whole cycle, and when you finish exhaling out the left nostril, next time you get there, without rushing, let both hands rest down. Land softly at third eye or heart, and be there. The muscles behind your eyeballs. It's like a relaxing behind the eyes. A widening inward. Relax your jaw and your temples. The muscles behind your ears, your gums, your tongue, your throat. Feel the energetic spine lightly being lifted by a little thread, and all the external muscles relaxing. Final pranayama we'll do today is called either Sitali or Sitkari. The first is for those people who can curl their tongue. About 2 out of 10, 20% of people cannot curl their tongue. The second is an option for them. You can do this laying on your back, letting it ease you into a nice shavasana if you like. If you need to see here, look forward. Your tongue curls. You stick your tongue past your lips, and you inhale in a nice, cool thread of air over the surface of the tongue. There's a little sound like you're breathing through a straw. When you exhale, lips, mouth relax closed. Exhale calmly and quietly out of the nose. No ujjayi, no sound as you exhale silently. And then continue. You feel cool air, like you're breathing through a straw. Silent exhale. For those who cannot curl their tongue, Sitkari. This one is about 5 times louder than the first one, so we need to let go of inhibitions. The lower lip hangs open, teeth together, super zen, and then you inhale like a hiss. And you'll feel all the cool air wisping through, cooling the tongue, the inner lips. The exhale is the same. Close the lips, calmly, silently exhale. Continue. You can lay down or meditate. 7 minutes. Sitali, Sitkari. This technique is a cooling pranayama. Helps to cool excessive fire, excessive emotions, heated emotions like anger, pride, jealousy, irritability, resentment. It's like you're pouring cool water onto your heart, cooling that fire, letting go of the excess heat. Technique to do if you're ever in an argument, maybe an argument with yourself or with a loved one. Take 7 minutes to take a break, do sitali, sitkari, and then you re-engage with a softened heart. It's normal to yawn. And it's normal for your eyes to water. These are body reactions of releasing. Close your eyes. Sometimes we do it for a few minutes and you can start to feel very calm and peaceful. And it can feel like you just want to go into a meditation. I invite and encourage you to keep doing it for the entire length, the whole 7 minutes, and your meditation will be exponentially deeper. Guide cool threads of air. Soften your belly. Breathe all the way down into your belly through the third chakra, right down into that central core. Honor wherever you are and whatever you're feeling. It's exactly what you're supposed to be feeling. Feel stimulation of that major nerve plexus below your heart, behind your solar plexus. Keep cooling. time you exhale, relax your face even more. Last few rounds. Lightly, if you're seated, lightly lift your crown. And equally and oppositely, let your hips be heavier. Relax your pelvic floor, your belly, grounding lines to the earth. Finish the last round. Allow yourself to land at either the heart center or lightly at the third eye. No strain in your eyes. Relax the muscles behind your eyes. Hands wherever you like if you're meditating, or pointy finger and thumbs touch Dhyan Mudra. Thumb and pointy finger. Your entire energy naturally comes into a contained mudra, a seal. The tongue ever lightly touches the roof of your mouth. This is if you're in meditation. Shavasanas, let everything go. Let your physical body dissolve. Your energetic body and awareness lifting and expanding at the third eye. How can you maintain the focus at your third eye and release the effort of focus? There is no future destination. Consciousness coming to a still point. Universe, spirit, and matter embodied as you, returning to its own source. Atman meets Brahman. Meditators, you can continue to meditate if this is your wish. Or you can generally soften the seal, softening the eyes, softening inside, just letting it naturally disperse. Remain in Shavasana if you like, or wiggle your fingers and toes, gently stretch your arms, quietly and calmly, gently come up to a seated position. Feel your mind and body relaxed together. Feel your breath gently coming in and out. Feel your sitting bones heavy and grounded, your crown light. Hands to heart center. Lift your heart. And with the final Om and three Shantis, sealing, concluding the practice. And if you like, Om means the whole universe. Shanti means peace. And there's three. There are different views on this, but it could be one Shanti for your inner world, one Shanti for your immediate community, your friends, family, your tribe, and the extended Shanti outwards. Or beyond this physical plane, it's for Bhur Bhuv Swaha, infinite realms above, this realm, and the realms below. May there be peace everywhere. Exhale, You can find that intention in the vibration if you like. Deep breath in. Respect yourself. Be kind to one another. Share the love. Namaste.